Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show.
Why don't we start with the association? Wild, wild weekend. Minnesota, you're learning a hard lesson the hard way, right? Not that Minnesota sports fan needed another hard lesson. Minnesota sports fan only knows hard lessons and misery and disappointment. Believe me, I get that. I understand that. I'm not looking to pile on. I'm just saying, I get that. I understand that. Unfortunately, y'all got served some more misery and disappointment over the weekend, when really, it should have been one of the best home weekends in Wolves history. Instead, it was a brutal reminder. If you want to topple the champs, you have to actually topple the champs. If you want to dethrone the king, you can't let the king come into your house and kick your ass two times in a row. If you want to seal the deal, you got to seal the deal. And what the Wolves did this weekend was the opposite of sealing the deal. They took their grip on this series and handed it right back to the defending champs, along with the home court advantage and all the momentum. Couple of hard turns this weekend for both the Wolves and the Knicks. And I'll get to that rough weekend for you, Knick fan, a little bit later on. But it might actually be a worse weekend for the Wolves. And they're the Wolves because of James Kelly. Thank you. I can actually say the word Wolves.
The Wolves?
The Wolves.
The Wolves?
Anyway, the reason I'm saying it might be a worse weekend for the, quote, Wolves than even the Knicks is because the Wolves went from the team looking ready to take over to a team that looks like it's now playing the champions. Credit to the champs for finally looking like the champs. I was wondering when Denver was going to get around to looking like Denver, when the Joker was going to get around to looking like the MVP. It turns out they just needed to taste their own blood. Some just need to be backed into the corner before they actually let their hands go. That apparently, hey, Senator Trent, the blood bank. That apparently is the case. Thank you, Alvy. The blood bank. Yeah, I know. Like I said, or I tried to say before Alvy stepped all over me in the best way possible, sometimes you need to be backed into a corner. You know you're not. The hell you are, Alvy. Are you done, Alvy? Can I finish my thought?
Yeah.
You gotta love once again that Alvin doesn't actually ever speak with me. He communicates via drop. As only Alvy can. He's got his own language. It's all right there in the library. He's also doing it to the new guys, Mystery Mike and Mystery Lauren. Like, they have no idea. They're like, damn, this dude. You check this dude out. Anyway, as always, hey, what's up, fellas? I just saw him. There they are. Nice lighting. What's up? So there's always a show going on simultaneously with the show, and we're setting up the other show to debut on the X platform soon. What I was saying, though, sometimes the champs need to be backed up into a corner before they actually let their hands go. And apparently that is the case with these champs. Those were two of the biggest home games in T-Wolves franchise history. And the Nuggets essentially just took joy in going up in there and wrecking the entire thing. Minnesota got hammered in both games. And if we're being real, we all knew that last night was a done deal by halftime. Minnesota was never going to make it up off the mat after that disaster in the last minute of the first half. Somehow, the Wolves.
The Wolves?
Sorry, that was kind of alarming to me. The camera just made a move, and it was loud, yo. I thought the entire studio was going to collapse. Exactly. I'm like, whoa, what was that? Like, that literally scared me. I thought that was the earthquake where we all slide into the ocean. Instead, it was just a camera pan. I thought that was the one. You know who I always talk about that? Is a native Angeleno. I never, ever, ever trip on earthquakes because I always know. I've spent my entire life in this town. So when the earth starts to shake, we always know. The first thought that goes through your mind is this the one? And so far, it hasn't been. However, when that camera just panned in my, quote, new studio, I thought this was the one. I'm like, holy crap, Alvy, we're sliding into the ocean. Oh, no, that's just a camera move. Wow, dude. Damn, Mike, hit that with some WD-40 or something. Anyway, Minnesota was never, ever going to get up off that mat. Not after that disaster in the last minute of the first half. Somehow the Wolves went from down 7 with 25 seconds left to heading into the locker room down 15. Somehow, Denver rattled off 8 points in just over 20 seconds going into the half. I mean, I saw it and I still can't believe it. Obviously, a lot of that is owed to the outrageous half-court buzzer beater Jamal Murray bullseyed. I mean, seriously, have you ever seen or heard a half-quarter that pure? It didn't even consider touching the rim. And the swish was like some sort of explosion. It was like the sound of Minnesota fans' hearts exploding in their chest. Or getting ripped out of their chest. And the only thing as good as the shot itself was my man, the icon, the legend, Kevin Harlan's call. Check this out.
Edwards. Lost the ball with a turnover. Nice Denver D. Porter at the other end. And he tries and he gets it to go. Beating the clock. Quad length. That's intercepted. Murray good at the goal. Goal!
Murray, good if it goes. Who's better than my man Kevin Harlan? What a legend. The man is always up to match the intensity of any moment, no matter how big. Even if that entails being face-to-face with a dude who is absolutely on fire. A perfect call of a massive moment and pretty much the dagger moment last night. The dagger moment going into halftime. That's how big that was. So I guess apparently Jamal Murray's calf is feeling a whole hell of a lot better. Dude was looking downright spry last night. And the Nuggets are looking like a different team when he's right, obviously. And they're incredibly tough when the MVP is playing like the MVP. And add to that a nearly perfect showing from Aaron Gordon who couldn't miss. And then you've got a beatdown. That's how such a huge game got so out of hand for the Wolves so quickly. The Wolves. Hey, and by the way, the hell happened to that incredible Wolves defense? You know, the best defense in the entire league during the regular season. Where was that last night? Because Denver shot 57% from the field for the game, which was a very different vibe from the Carl Anthony Towns. Brickfest. Cat picked the worst night ever to post a career worst 1-for-10 shooting in the first half. Basically, what I'm saying is, I didn't see Cat, mate.
We see Cat, mate.
We didn't. We did not see Cat, mate. We needed to see Cat, mate. But Cat didn't show up. I admitted last week, I didn't fully trust Cat. And that's why. You saw that last night. I understand that Mother's Day was a very challenging day for him. I want to acknowledge that. But it's hard to trust a dude who shows up with one of his worst nights ever in one of the biggest games ever. No. I did not see Cat, mate. Let's see what I did see, though. I saw Ant, mate. No Cat, just Ant, mate. Man, that's for damn sure. Ant Edwards was incredible yet again. In fact, Ant was the best player on the floor yet again, which is part of why it's got to be so frustrating for the Wolves. They couldn't even hang in a game, despite having the best player in the game in a game they desperately needed. At home, after already losing one at home, and their legend shows up like a legend. Wasn't too big for him. He was ready to roll, except nobody else was. So yes, I saw Ant, mate. I just didn't see Cat, mate, or any of the other Wolves, for that matter, mate. Yes, Edwards is still going supernova, but this guy cannot do it alone. Love his confidence, though. Even if it's hard to tell if any of his teammates share that same swag and confidence right now. I'm not even sure that Ant thinks that his teammates share his confidence right now. Not after hearing this.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I just told his ass, that's what we love that. Keep talking that. That's what we like. Well, I love it, you know, so. You know, he ain't say nothing back, but I'm pretty sure you heard me. They heard me. Yeah, we live for that.
He was talking about Jamal. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you will find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are extremely knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, they are friendly. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/Rome. Once again, O'ReillyAuto.com/Rome. I just told his ass, keep talking that. We love that.
Keep talking.
Well,
that's what we
I love that. I don't know that Ant was looking to go in or sideswipe his teammates. He's not that kind of dude. Great leader, great teammate, incredible player, great dude. I think that was kind of just like, well, I don't want to speak for all of them. I know I love it. I know you do, dude. You play like you love it, which is more than I can say for your teammates who are not there for you. I know you love it. I know you can handle it, but what about the rest of the Wolves? You don't even know for sure, right? And if Ant's not sure, then I sure as hell am not sure either. And I admit, I was one of those guys. When they went in there and they beat the defending champs twice on their floor, that was not only an uh-oh, that was a slow motion train wreck kind of uh-oh. But like I said, maybe they just needed to taste their own blood. So, we know the Ant-Man can handle the heat. Can anybody else? Is anybody else on this team capable of stepping their games up and helping Ant finish this? I don't doubt that Ant-Man loves that smack and that heat and that he wants that smoke and can handle that smoke. I mean, that dude probably could podium the smack off if we held it tomorrow. That dude could probably go toe-to-toe with the BIC and the Lef. I don't doubt that for a second. What I doubt is everybody else, beginning with Cat. Do the Wolves have it in them to dethrone the champs? Because the Nugs have their swag back. Just ask their head coach, Michael Malone. He knows them better than anybody else, and he likes what he sees.
What I found is Rudy T is right, man. Never underestimate the heart of a champion. Yeah, I mean, like they were quick to write us off, you know, but these guys, we won a championship a year ago. You know what I mean? We went into Miami, won 2 games in a row. Like this team has been tested time and time again, and we found a way to solve whatever's been thrown at us. This series is a long way from being over. We're not celebrating. It's 2-2. So now you have to find a way to win game 5. But what I found about our group is that they do believe in themselves, and more importantly, they believe in the man next to them. And, you know, we have a group that is acting as you would hope a championship team would act.
It's my man right there, Michael Malone. Love him. So he quotes Rudy T, or he could have quoted Gino, or both. He could have just said, hey, man, y'all wrote us off. But we ain't right back. We didn't write back. He's right, though. That was a championship response from a championship team this weekend. Thank you, Albie. This is what winners do, right? When they've got their backs to the wall, Props to Michael Malone for his part, too. He made some critical adjustments. He kept these guys locked in. And Rudy T was right. Rudy T nailed it back in the day. Never underestimate the heart of a champion. And also, never underestimate the ability of a champion to come into your house and break your face. Again, what I'm saying is, Minnesota, no offense, I love Rudy T. Everybody in the game loves Rudy T. No offense, I'm about to say something offensive. No offense, but Minnesota got Rudy T'd. Could have been one of the best Wolves weekends ever, and instead, the Wolves got Rudy T'd. Damn, Rudy, I'm sorry, man. That was not cool. Not cool at all. 1-800-636-8686. Once again, 1-800-636-8686. I wonder what's going to happen when we hit the X platform and I start blasting that telephone number out. Because you know people will be watching the show on their phones. So they can just start lobbing us telephone calls. We could roll them out. 1-800-636-8686. In the meantime, old school, get up in here. Your thoughts on that? I want to talk about the Knicks and the Pacers. That series is flipped. I want to talk about the Cowboys and their offseason. Damn, there's something else. Big Mike. Big Mike channeling his inner geriatric. Maybe Big Mike's thinking, you know what? If we just keep getting hammered in the first round at home by huge underdogs, if I just say things like geriatric says, maybe I'm good. Because he just said something that only geriatric would say. I mean, I get geriatric saying crap like that. He's like 140. Jero, or Mike, what's your excuse? I want to get to that. I've got actually a few other NFL notes that I want to touch on, too. Once again, telephone number is 1-800-636-8686. Let's see what our early reaction is. At Sean underscore Rohasic. Dear Rome's old studio, time to die! Signed Rome, now in his new X studio. I don't know, Sean, why would I email myself? Why would I post something on the X to myself? Why wouldn't I just say it? Signed Rome, now in his new X studio. Remember, though, when we left on Friday, I was barely done with the program, and the dudes came in, the construction guys, the studio guys, and man, they were all business. They started to set up outside the studio before I was done. The second I walked out this door, man, I nearly got run over. And I knew they were going to spend all weekend doing it, and I didn't see anything, any pics or anything like that, so I rolled in this morning. It does look different. You will not recognize it. I didn't recognize it. Hey, Tan Man. When they constructed your new studio over the weekend, hopefully they placed the cameras in a spot where you won't smack your dome and go into concussion protocol. The clones want the pimp in the box at full strength and ready to go when you premiere on the X. We don't want to see your backup, Brian McRiver, unless you're in the basement. Signed, Frisco Mario via Sacktown. Warm me and Moms hanging out and listening to Rome this morning. Yo, Frisco Mario. All right, a couple things. Frisco Mario. Frisco Mario, dude. What are you doing in Sacktown? I mean, you're Frisco Mario. Don't you generally look down on any town that's not Frisco? And no offense, Sacktown, but especially Sacktown. I love Sacktown. But way to be with Moms, though. I like you and Moms taking the show in. Well, let me look. Let me look at the camera placement. No, I definitely could smack my dome on that again. The funniest thing about me cracking my head on the camera back in the day is that no sooner than I did it, they show up with a bunch of yellow, like, construction tape, and they've got three X's on it. Like, don't walk into this, Rome. Here are the three X's. Yeah, where was that before I walked into it? And again, almost all of us did at some point or another. And for the record, why was that camera always situated going into a commercial break right by the door? I'll own it. I should look up. But it's always curious to me that they work on a track. They move back and forth on a track. I want to know who the TD was that would always situate that camera. I guarantee there was somebody in a studio somewhere back in New York saying, it's just a matter of time, yo. It's just a matter of time. I'm going to get him. You watch. You watch. You watch. I've been watching Rome now for about a year. He only comes out of the studio a couple of times a show to handle his business, but when he does, his face is always in his phone. I'm going to get him. You watch. It's just a matter of time. And then, bam, it worked. You see, I can't promise you. Quote, Brian McRibber is on speed dial in the event that I do it again. The good news is, if I do it again, it will be streaming, and a bunch of people will get to see it. Hey, man, anything for the show. Anything for the show. I'm all about content. This says, hey, Jim, when are you getting my guy, Kevin Harlan, on the show? I can do you one better. You have to understand about Kevin Harlan. Kevin Harlan is so awesome and such a legend and such an icon. I wanted to see if I could get more than 8 minutes of real estate. Or 10 minutes of real estate. And because he's such an amazing guy, when I asked if he would do the podcast, he was an immediate yes. So if you want to hear Kevin Harlan, episode 304 of the JR Pod. We've already done it just 2 months ago. And a great, great conversation. Amazing. Hey, Jim, this is not the Twins in 87 and 91. This is the Vikings jinx. Hitting the Wolves, signed Donnie X, Vikings fan since 1969, Henderson, Nevada. Yeah, man, Twins had it good, didn't they? They had that giant hefty bag that they called an outfield wall back in the day. Remember Kirby Puckett reaching over that big plastic bag and bringing one back? Herbie, Puck. I love those Twins teams. Used to have guys like that. Oh, of course. One of the original members of the fam, Gary Gaetti. Good times. Thanks, Alvy. Get it in while you can. Get it in while you can. At One Outlaw Swagger on X writes, I didn't see Cat, mate, but I saw Cat make bricks. Okay. And one more, at Lanier Messenger, even I think the Wolves couldn't perform on the big stage, signed Jim Harbaugh on Smackoff Day. Thing is, it's not the Wolves. Ant
did. Tell that clone to get a life.
Ant did. And only because it's this guy, I'll read this going into break. Romeo, I see cats, mate. Signed Rome, watching Sapphire and Cody run through the local alley cats in his backyard. V and the Fee. Yeah, they're not about that life. Well, Cody is. That dude's out of his mind lately. How do you diagnose whether or not a cat is bipolar? I mean, that dude is split personality. 1-800-636-8686. It's a rare opportunity for Alvin to pull out his cat porn. Don't get that opportunity very often. Gotta take that opportunity while you can. Sapphire's a dirty old man. Gotta love the cat. I'm so glad right now that DJ, my wife, is in Pilates. Because if she heard what I'm about to say, she'd be so upset. The thing about Sapphire is, nicest cat ever. Best cat. Sweetest cat. All the cat wants to do is get nice. But not with other cats, but with us. I've always had this thought, like, what do cats think? Do they just think that we're big cats? Or do they understand that we're humans? Because that cat's trying to get nice with us. I think he rolled up on Cody once with that cat eye. Cody damn near killed him. I mean, literally, almost killed him. We thought he was going to die. Rushed him to the vet. They had to operate. I've got a theory on that. I don't think they were just like, you know, oh, this is UFC 48 for cats. I think that Sapphire made moves on Cody. And Cody was like, yo, not having it. Not having it. See, when he brings that around us, we just pick him up and move him. Cody's like, I'm going to take matters in my own hands, yo. How we got here, I have no idea. I blame you, V. Let's get out. 27 minutes off the top, and that wasn't even a beef segment or anything else. Only on the, okay, fine. Let's get out. Hey, Avi. It's a prize picks update, and we're only doing one today. So do you have one? Uh-oh. Buzzer-beating slam dunks, surprising steals, clutch three-pointers. Basketball playoffs are filled with amazing moments like these. You can make your own with payoffs of up to 100 times your initial deposit with Prize Picks. Select two or more players, pick more or less on their projected stats, submit your lineup. You could turn $10 into $1,000 with just four correct picks this postseason. You can choose from traditional stats by selecting more or less on points or assists, or more unique ones like getting a dunk. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and injury insurance on your picks are what make Prize Picks America's number one fantasy sports app. So join the Prize Picks community of over 3 million users who've already signed up right now. Prize Picks will match your first deposit of up to $100. Just download the Prize Picks app. Use the code ROME. That's code ROME, R-O-M-E, on Prize Picks for a first deposit match of up to $100. Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It is that easy. You do have to be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details. You can try something if you want. We're on the clock, though, Alvy.
Can you hear me over here?
I can hear you. Are you on the air?
This is on the air right now.
For real?
Oh, oh yeah.
Okay. Alvy didn't have to switch seats. The studio's coming together. What do you got, Alvy?
Okay. PJ Washington, more than 23.5 points, rebounds, and assists.
I like it.
And then one more. Donovan Mitchell, less than 40.5 points, rebounds, and assists.
Dude, don't let them get in your head by telling you you never pick less. I'm just saying.
Not.
Give it to me one more time really quickly.
PJ Washington, more than 23.5 points, rebound, assists. Donovan Mitchell, less than 40.5 points, rebounds, and assists.
Great job, Alvin. Thank you very much. Go to the break. Clones, what do we want when we're craving protein or we need more energy? Not bars, not sugary snacks, not energy drinks. No, we want beef, pure and simple. So where's the beef? It's in a package of Old Trapper beef jerky. Old Trapper is not your father's jerky, shriveled, dry, and tasteless. Old Trapper beef jerky is made from lean strips of steak and quality spices that are smoked over a real wood fire. So it's tender and it's tasty. It's not tough. And why is it so good? Because Old Trapper is a 50-year-old family business known for their relentless commitment to quality. They take smoked beef extremely seriously, and you can taste it in every single bite. Old Trapper is packed with protein, and it comes in four amazing flavors that satisfy all your cravings. Quality smoked meat at its finest that goes with you wherever you go, to the game, to the gym, to the beach. Look for Old Trapper in the Clearview bag. That way you can see the quality you're buying. Look for it in major retail stores near you. If you don't see it, ask for it by name, because no other jerky compares. Old Trapper, what's your beef? Shams Charania joins me. Shams, it is good to have you back, man. How are you?
Jim, appreciate you having me. Thanks so much.
Appreciate you, dude. Thank you so much. So just when it looked like the defending champs were in major trouble, everybody's throwing dirt on them, they get up off the mat, and they win a pair in Minnesota to tie that series up at two. Shams, the hell is going on here? Is that just some Heart of a Champion stuff, or is it something else?
I think it is Heart of Champion stuff. I mean, Mike Malone, I mean, he made it obvious after Game 3 and then again after Game 4 that they are definitely playing into this factor of motivation and how many people wrote them off after they went down 2-0. I mean, it's nothing to sneeze at. For Minnesota to get a 2-0 advantage in that series, I mean, everyone, you know, whether it's pundits, whether it's people around the league, everyone expected Minnesota to take care of business, at least get one game at home. But the fact that Denver was able to pull out Game 3 and then take advantage of Game 4, you could see they made adjustments. And the way that the ball was in Nikola Jokic's hands, was in Aaron Gordon's hand. I mean, he was the third player in NBA history to have 25 points, five rebounds, five assists, 90% shooting in a game, and the way he was able to bring Rudy Gobert out of the paint and onto the perimeter and bring Karl-Anthony Towns out to the perimeter, he was able to be so effective with the ball in his hands. And I think that was a big game changer. Now it is a best of three, and Denver is in prime position to come up from down 2-0.
It's so true. It's a best of three now, and it's amazing the way they flip this thing. Shams, what about the Pacers? They hammer the Knicks by 32, like a Mother's Day massacre. Clearly, we know the Knicks are busted up. They're beaten down. They look gassed out. The Pacers applied max pressure on both ends. The Knicks, though, have responded to this kind of adversity all season long. Do you think they have another bounce back in them in Game 5, or are these guys sitting on empty?
I wouldn't count them out, and I wouldn't rule them out, especially going back to New York and the fact that Josh Hart, Dante DiVincenzo, they did have an off game, and Jalen Brunson last night. There's no doubt about it. But now it is a 2-2 series. You go back home. Role players always perform better at home. And the other thing is I don't see back-to-back just poor performances like last night from those three in particular. The minutes are definitely draining. These are high usage players. For the Knicks right now, especially with OG Anunoby. Doesn't seem like he's going to be back anytime soon. I saw Tom Thibodeau said yesterday he's only doing pool workouts last night. That does not sound like someone who's close at all. And they're playing their best players heavy minutes. I don't think that's going to change. I do think they'll play better. But listen, Indiana is in good position given how beat up New York is. And in a lot of ways, they are playing with house money. There's such a level of relief now with Indy. But listen, the Knicks still have home court, and we'll see what happens going into Game 5.
You know, I was going to ask you about OG status. You beat me to it. What about Shams, the Mavericks? They're looking for their third straight win tonight over top-seeded OKC. Luke is all jacked up physically, but still grinding it out, still creating opportunities for his teammates. In fact, why have the Thunder, in your opinion, had so much trouble matching up with PJ Washington, who generally is a role player, but has gone off for a combined 56 points in the last two games?
Well, that was the factor with the Thunder, is the youth aspect of it. And this is their first playoff run together. And only four players on this team had even seen playoff minutes in the past. You talk about Shai Alexander, Isaiah Joe, Lou Dort, Gordon Hayward. This is a team that's still getting a lot of experience, and this is all good for them to go through. But there's no doubt there's a lot of schemes right now. Jason Kidd, you have to give him a lot of credit. He's been able to have these guys playing at a high level. And PJ Washington, you think about the pickup that they made at the trade deadline to go get him. Nico Harrison, you have to give a lot of credit to the front office in Dallas. They viewed PJ Washington as an Aaron Gordon type of player, that versatile defender, shooter, scorer, playing multiple positions, defending multiple positions. And he's been just that for this group, offensively, defensively. So, you know, the way that Dallas, they lost game one against the Clippers, and they were able to bounce back, made the right adjustments. Same thing in this series. They lost game one to Oklahoma City. Look like Oklahoma City might just be the better team. And the way that they've been able to play, the way that Luka Doncic had supporting cast players around him, whether it was Kyrie Irving in game three or PJ Washington and others in game four, they've had a lot of guys step up. And that's what Oklahoma City is going to need, because it's got to be more than just about Shai on a nightly basis.
Right. Now, Shams, you reported this morning that Bronny James is expected to stay in the NBA draft after being medically cleared to play in the league following his cardiac arrest 9 months ago and a procedure to repair a congenital heart defect. So what is his draft outlook, and then how likely is it that the Lakers take him to appease Pops?
His draft outlook is still unclear as far as exactly where he's going to go, whether it's in the first round, whether it's in the second round. But the industry belief is that he's going to stay in this draft. And the way his agent, the CEO of Clutch Sports, Rich Paul, the way he's viewed the process, whether it's going to be with Bronny James this year, whether it's been past players, whether he's had number one pick, whether it was Chris Livingston last year at the number 58 overall pick, getting the largest guarantee of a player picked that late in the draft, it's all about situation. It's all about opportunity, about development, about the investment that comes not only in you as a player, but also financially, and getting guaranteed money. And if the guaranteed money is in the right place, if the draft positioning is in the right place as far as situation, you know, that's what they're going to look at as far as Bronny James and where he's going to end up. Whether it, you know, listen, there's going to be a handful of NBA teams that it'll get narrowed to over the coming days and weeks. As this week, Bronny James will be a part of the combine and all the scrimmages and all the workouts. Next week, there will be pro days in Los Angeles. And then after that, there will be team individual private visits. There's going to be a handful of teams that Rich Paul and Brian James are going to narrow it down to. And then from there, it's going to be about opportunity. It's going to be about investment and from a playing perspective, but also a guaranteed salary perspective. And that's what Bronny James is going to narrow down in the coming weeks.
So, Shams, before you go, and I appreciate that, despite having only a 3% chance to do it, the Hawks actually won the lottery yesterday. They get the first pick for the first time in 49 years. Do we assume they keep that pick and they use it on French big man Alex Sarr, or do you think there might be other players in the mix for Atlanta, or maybe even the possibility of them moving that pick?
I expect them to be open-minded as far as which player they want at number one. Alex Sarr obviously is the name everyone is monitoring. Even the league in itself ranked him as the number one prospect going into this combine and this pre-draft process. So he's obviously the favorite, but they're going to be open-minded. They'll bring players in. They'll listen to offers, I'm sure. But the questions around them is Trae Young, DeJounte Murray, will they move one of those guys? Obviously, Trae Young has made it clear publicly, privately, he wants to win. He wants to compete. And if he feels like the Hawks aren't constructing a winner, they're going to be real conversations that are going to have. And those dialogues start this week and in the weeks to come at the combine and otherwise. But obviously, the pairing between Trae Young and DeJounte Murray has not worked to success yet. And the Hawks are going to have decisions to make outside of even the first round, first overall pick. This draft.
He is a senior lead NBA insider for the Athletic and Stadium. He is a FanDuel partner, co-host of FanDuel TV's Run It Back. It's a daily live NBA show streaming weekdays at 10 a.m. Eastern. He is Shams Charania. Shams, appreciate you so much, man. Great job. Nice to have you back. Thank you for doing it.
Jim, appreciate you. Thank you.
So I've got a quick question for you. Are you looking for ultimate comfort and pain relief? Let's compare G-Defy shoes to other shoe brands that promise comfort and support and pain relief. Typical shoe brands rely on EVA soles for cushioning, but G-Defy offers so much more. G-Defy goes above and beyond with VersoShock technology, providing superior shock absorption and energy return if you suffer from foot, knee, or back pain. G-Defy's advanced technology may help provide you with the relief you deserve. I can't even believe these shoes and the difference they make for me. G-Defy shoes also offer two free supportive orthotics to help improve your body's biomechanics, resulting in proper body alignment and ultimate comfort. Yes, they do all that. So whether you're an athlete, a busy parent, or just somebody who's always on the go, G-Defy shoes offers the versatility and the comfort that your feet crave and need. Say goodbye to discomfort. G-Defy is more than EVA soles. It could be your path to unparalleled comfort and pain relief. Visit G-Defy.com today. Experience ultimate comfort and pain relief at G-Defy.com. G-D-E-F-Y.com. Use the code JIM30 for $30 off orders of $150 or more. That's code JIM30 for $30 off orders of $150 or more. G-Defy shoes. They are incredible. What's going on, dude? How was your weekend?
What up, boss? Pretty great, actually.
How come?
How's yours? I had the future mother-in-law in town, so we had a nice little Mother's Day that we were all together. It was very nice. She lives on the East Coast out in Connecticut, so haven't had a lot of time together and getting married next month, so it's just a very exciting time.
Wow, dude. You got a lot going on.
Things are, for sure, quite busy.
What do you mean? What do you mean? We have a new show that we're launching on a new platform. You have a new wedding that you're going to partake in.
What's changing besides everything?
Yeah, what's going on with you, dude? What do you mean?
It's different besides my whole life. Yeah, totally.
Change is inevitable. All right. So you're on the other side of the glass. Without giving away aesthetically what it looks like, what was your first reaction upon walking in this morning and looking through the glass or physically walking into the space?
I really liked it. I walked in. First thing that hit me, sleek, clean, which I think is what we were going for. And I think it's going to pop on the app, which is also what we're going for. Obviously, as you're scrolling, you want it to catch your eye and be noticed. I think it's going to hit all those things without saying too much.
You know, what's going to be wild. What a concept. I mean, streaming, a concept in and of itself. But what a concept that you could dial in the jungle on your phone. People be walking around like this, watching the show on your phone because we were so old school for so long on cable. I think that's pretty wild.
Is, and you're going to be able to pick it up right at Jim Rome, right on your X account page. So like, there's not going to need any special account or anything like that. It's going to be streaming from at Jim Rome for anyone who's curious.
In fact, run that back one more time, because there are some people I think that are still confused, that don't really understand that. When they go to find the show on the X platform, where do they go to find the show on the X platform?
Straight to your account at Jim Rome. That's it. Nowhere special, nowhere different, no new tab, no new process to remember. Just go to at Jim Rome and it'll be there every day.
And if you're a radio person and you just want to hear the audio portion of the program, that does not change either.
Nothing changes, including the broadcast on Sirius. It's going to stay there as well. Everywhere you can normally get it, terrestrial radio, satellite radio, if you stream it online, all those places will stay exactly the same.
All right. And this is coming soon. Clones, very, very soon.
Imminently.
Rome, you've been saying it. When? Soon. Very soon. Now, I want to try a little trick here and a little game. Normally, the way it was set up in the past, if Alvy wanted to speak, he had to run over and change chairs. Alvy, stay in your chair behind your console, and I want to hear what you have to say for yourself, just to see if it works.
Hi, Jim.
Hi, Jim. I knew it. I would have bet my life that that's what was coming out. Hi, Jim.
It's going to take a while to get used to. I have to go with two different sets of headphones. I have a button to reach over and press. It's going to take a while.
Okay, that's fair. I was going to.
Too much.
I was just about to hit you with, it's going to take a while to get used to. You've worked here like 20 years. What do you mean? However, the technology is going to take a while to get used to, right?
I mean, I've never had an actual on-air camera in front of me, so that's a big one.
Is that true?
An on-air camera? No, never.
You mean a microphone?
A microphone.
What did I say?
Camera.
An on-air camera.
See,
you're right, dude. It is going to take a long time, apparently. All right, so how weird is this? We're having a three-way conversation.
First one ever.
Not that this should be such a wild thing, but for some reason, it is for us. The three of us, all right, on the count of three, let's all just say the first thing that pops into our head. One, two, three.
Jellyfish.
Now. Incredible. Alvy's like, dude, it's the first time I've ever had an on-air camera in front of me. No, it's not. We've seen you on TV. That's the
camera's
first time
been in your face the whole time.
Yeah, exactly. There's always been a camera in your face, Alvy.
Like 7 years.
It's going to take a while, like I said.
It should. Better not. We don't have a while, and it can't take a while. It should. In fact, it shouldn't take more until the end of this segment, which is in about 2 minutes.
Speaking on a microphone isn't my specialty.
It's not where you live, dude.
It's not where I live. Not even close.
It's what you do. What are you talking about?
Not what I do. It's what you do.
Yeah, I know you are, but what am I? Your mom. All right, anyway, Alvin. So this is awesome. I can't believe that all three of us were speaking. What's next? Is Mystery Mike also going to jump in? Can he jump in from his studio? He's not been on the air yet, right, Mystery Mike? Dude, say something. That didn't sound too good. If that's what's going to happen when I kicked at Mystery Mike, I get this tone. Sorry, they didn't know it was coming.
Testing, 1, 2.
Oh!
Oh, yeah!
That was Mystery Mike in the other control room.
Mystery solved.
Mystery solved, Mystery Mike. Now you're just Mike. Holy crap, Tommy, you check that out. That blew your mind. We had you, Alvin, and Mystery Mike all in the same segment, all on different microphones, and nobody had to change seats.
And most people on mic in a segment, like, ever, right? I was a little worried there was, like, a tech failure there at first, but I'm glad we got it figured out. That was amazing.
Oh, no, man, Joe's in there. Joe's got it. Joe
exactly.
Fixed it.
We had a mic issue. We fixed it.
Three Joe.
Did you just hear that? Big brother. I didn't see them. Like, I'm watching the monitors right now. They did not switch back to themselves, but I just heard it. What happened? There was a mic issue and you fixed it.
Exactly.
Yo!
Rectified.
Who is that? That's not Mystery Mike.
Mystery Joe.
That's not Mystery Lorne. Mystery Joe? How many freaking people are here? This is amazing. Anyway, clones, you're probably like, the hell are you doing, Rome? What's going on? What we're doing is getting ready for launch. Can you not tell? That's incredible. All right, so Alvy, you do have a live mic in addition to that live cam that has always been in front of you, believe it or not. Dude,
camera,
I'm not used
mic,
to having.
You know what I meant.
No, I didn't know what you meant, dude. I mean, I did know what you meant. Dude, I'm just not used to having a live camera in front of me. What do you mean? It's been there 8 years. Anyway, hit me up. We are getting close. Are you thinking about the launch? Do you like the idea that you can be walking around in your car, at lunch, wherever you are, and just taking the show in live? Different look, different feel. I don't want to get too deep in the weeds, but I understand, Alvy, why you've got things going on. Alvin does have different technology that he's dealing with right now. However, that technology does not include, dude, I never had a live cam in front of me. Yes, you have, for years. You can, even you know that. Years. Right in your face, Alvy. Right in your face, Alvy. Dude, don't get all bent with me. Thank you. All right. There you go. All right, so we're setting up hour number three. In hour number three, I do want to talk about the Knicks. I've been talking about the Knicks, but I really want to get into it and talk about where they are right now. Do they have another bounce back in them? Can they get home and get right? Or are they just gassed? Are they sitting on E? NFL rookie minicamps. Dan Quinn, why was he wearing that shirt? Was that an accident? Was that premeditated? What was that? I'm not saying that's a big thing. I'm not saying that's nothing, but I'm not saying that's a big thing. I just kind of wonder how that went down. How does he show up with this shirt that we've never seen before that's got some red skin feathers in it when that's a hot button topic and the new ownership group is kind of distancing itself from that? So what is the new head coach doing showing up in front of the media with that shirt? Where did that shirt come from? Help me, district. Help me understand. And Tyler Kepner from The Athletic joins us to talk some baseball. You'll love this. DJ's in. Quote, Alvin's mic sounds weird. Sounds different than the rest. I'll explain later. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced? A brake light fix or a quick service, they'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you will find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are extremely knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, they are friendly. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/Rome. Once again, O'ReillyAuto.com/Rome. He is Tyler Kepner. Tyler, good to have you back. Thanks for doing it. How are you?
Sure, Jim. How you doing?
Good, good. So, Tyler, let me start, if you don't mind, with the Dodgers. They were the hottest team in baseball, riding that 7-game winning streak, going into the weekend against San Diego before they dropped 2 of 3. My question for you, San Diego's now won 4 straight series, their last 2 were versus L.A. Do you think the Padres, who have bolstered themselves with that trade for 2-time batting champ Luis Arraez, can make things interesting in that division?
I think they can. I mean, I think the Dodgers have more talent than they do, across the board. But San Diego's really good, and the trade for Dylan Cease late in spring training was a clear sign that, you know, they are still serious about this thing, and Cease has been fantastic. So, you know, they lengthen their lineup a little bit with Arraez and the kind of hitter he is. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting because if Darvish is healthy and pitching the way he can, and if they get Musgrove back and they go with Cease and Michael King, that's a pretty good, you know, it gives you a chance to win almost every night.
It's going to make things very interesting. Tyler Kepner joining us. Tyler, what about Shohei? He sat out yesterday's game after experiencing some back tightness on Saturday night, but he's been putting up crazy numbers at the plate. Now, we know this guy's one of one, but how impressive has it been, despite all that scrutiny surrounding his interpreter, pleading guilty to stealing millions of bucks from him, that Shohei is in the top four in MLB with 11 home runs, second in batting average, and leads the league in OPS? How impressed are you with his ability to compartmentalize?
Yeah, it just shows you the focus that goes along with that talent and the drive that he has. I mean, you know, athletes, Jim, sometimes it's a refuge, right? Like, this is what they know how to do, and this is what makes sense and what they can do best. So, you know, sometimes you can channel those sort of distractions into, you know, just being your best version of yourself, because that's where everything is sort of a sanctuary. And, you know, Shohei doesn't allow too much to be known about himself, you know, on a personal side. But I think we can see that he's really thriving and seems really comfortable in that atmosphere to bring out the best in himself.
I think you're right. That's his safe haven. Tyler Kepner is joining us. So I'm just jumping around right here. What about Baltimore? Like, they're proving that last year's 101-win season was no fluke. They lead the competitive AL East once again. They've got young stars like Adley Rutschman, Gunnar Henderson. Are they building something, Tyler, in your mind, that's both special and sustainable in Baltimore?
I think so. I think what we need to find out is how the new owner is going to behave. You know, he just started on opening day, so there hasn't really been any off season yet for him, any decisions, David Rubenstein. But he has a lot of money, and he's coming into this team that is a terrific team with a lot of, you know, players who have a lot of money to come to them someday, but not right now. So it's sort of still a honeymoon period. And we don't know yet, but all signs seem to be that Rubenstein is in this to sustain a winner. And I think that was the big question with the previous ownership was just how committed they were to keeping these guys around for a while. It's interesting that none of the young Orioles has signed a long-term extension. So in some ways that's a little worrisome, but on the other hand, it's like there's no jealousies or there's no one looking around the locker room saying, well, this guy got his, how come I didn't get mine? They're all kind of in the same situation right now. And with Corbin Burnes there, at least for this year, they've got an anchor to a really deep rotation too. So they're the real deal. And I think they're going to be around for a while because obviously they have control. And then with a rich new owner, you would think that they can extend some of those right guys and have Mike Elias, the GM, build it up sort of the way he helped do it in Houston.
Right. It's there. The potential is there if they make the right moves and they're committed and they get it done. Tyler Kepner joining us. And then you've got the Yankees. So, Tyler, the Yankees get precisely what they were looking for when they pick up Juan Soto in the offseason, with him pacing the club in RBI and emerging as their most reliable hitter. You'd expect that. With him leading that lineup as potent as it is, with that bullpen being resurgent, how much are you buying that the Bronx Bombers could be on track to end their drought of 14 years without going to the World Series?
Yeah, it's certainly a possibility, especially if they get Gerrit Cole back and at 100%. I mean, that's been the surprising thing for me, is that they've been so good without Gerrit Cole. I mean, this is a team that hit .227 last year. I mean, it was not a good offensive team. A lot went wrong. But, you know, they didn't have Soto, and some guys were hurt who are back. Anthony Volpe has really come into his own as a hitter after a tough rookie season at the plate. So, you know, who knows about the World Series, because it's so hard to predict what happens in October, who gets hot and all that stuff. But I think they've put themselves in a position where they'll be competing for it again. And that wasn't the case last year. And it wasn't a sure thing coming into this year either. But I think they like what they've gotten from their starters, and they've got the best starter in baseball coming back. And like you said, Soto has been just fantastic. He's been everything as advertised, and he's really set the tone for that lineup to kind of get back to the Yankee way of taking good at bats and, you know, taking it to the pitcher. I mean, it's, imagine having to face Soto and then Judge back to back. I mean, Jesus, that's ridiculous.
That would kind of suck. Tyler Kepner joining us. Then you got the Astros, right? They've been a fixture in the postseason with their active streak of going to 7 consecutive ALCS and a pair of World Series since 2017. But today, they find themselves 10 games under .500. They're second to last in the AL West. I mean, why are they scuffling so badly? Or maybe is this who they are now?
Yeah, I mean, you know, a lot of teams have injuries, right? But the Astros didn't have near the kind of depth that we're used to seeing from them in that rotation. You know, when some pitchers went down, they just didn't have anybody to capably fill in the void. And some of the guys they had there just took a step back. You know, Hunter Brown and J.P. France, and now he's hurt. Verlander had a real nice start in Detroit yesterday, so that's nice. And Valdez is back, but you know, Christian Javier came back and he didn't pitch very well. So a lot of it is this stable of reliable pitching that they've had, and they thought they'd be able to count on the back end of the bullpen, but that's been pretty shaky too. So you know, that's where they invested their money with Josh Hader, and that hasn't really paid dividends yet. And their first baseman, you know, Jose Abreu, kind of fell apart. I mean, we saw a little bit of it last year in the regular season, but he had a great postseason, so you thought, oh, maybe he'll be back to being Abreu. But this year, it was a complete, you know, flop. So they put him back in the minors, and he's working his way back. So, you know, they still have good players for sure. They still have some good players, but the depth that we're used to from Houston has not been there. And if it goes much longer like this, I mean, if it goes another month or two, certainly. Then they have some real tough decisions because Alex Bregman's a free agent, and you know, do they move Ryan Pressly if he starts pitching better? And we haven't seen the Astros in that stellar position for a while, but their play is pointing to that right now, which is a little unusual, like you say, for baseball in this era.
Really unusual. Tyler Kepner joins me for a couple of more moments. Got to get your thoughts on Paul Skenes making his highly anticipated Major League debut for the Pirates on Saturday. He was dialed in, punched out 7 in 4 innings, showed off that electric stuff, hit 102 miles per hour on the gun. What stood out to you, Tyler, about his first big league appearance, and how much of an immediate impact do you think that he can make for the Pirates?
Yeah, I think some of it was obviously we knew that the stuff was going to be electric, 100 miles an hour. I mean, it stood out as how hard he really does throw. He throws, you know, harder than any other starter. And, of course, anytime you see that, you worry about, you know, future health and stuff. But, hey, as long as he's healthy and out there on the field, it's going to be a lot of fun to watch. And, you know, he can dominate hitters at the top of the zone. And he gives the Pirates a really encouraging 1-2 punch there with Jared Jones, who's been, you know, lights out so far this season. So there's some hope there in Pittsburgh. They don't hit much, though, so they're really going to need to, you know, bolster that lineup, I think, to be a serious contender. But with these two guys, keeping them healthy is paramount. And if they are healthy, it's going to get real interesting there in the Central, because those guys can they can pitch with anybody.
All right, so one last question. A year ago, we saw the Diamondbacks make their unlikely run of the World Series. Now that we're at the quarter pole of the season, 25% of the regular season's done, is there a team or two maybe that have surprised you the most with their start this year?
Yeah, I'd say in a positive way, Kansas City. And, you know, they've got tied for the second-best run differential in the American League. They've been pitching great. I loved the acquisition of Seth Lugo. They stepped up for them, you know, in terms of what they can spend 3 years and I think $45 million or so. And Seth was just sort of dying to get that chance to start. He showed last year with the Padres that he can be pretty good in that role. And he's a smart, sort of crafty pitcher. I mean, he's only had one start this year that wasn't a quality start. You know, people dismiss the quality start, but nowadays it's not a given that a starter is going to go 6-3. He's got an ERA under 2. He's just really been leading that staff. And Brady Singer's been good there. They have Cole Reagans, Michael Wacha. So they can pitch every night, too. And they're right there in the thick of that race. Cleveland also is a little better than I thought. If you had told me that Shane Bieber would be out, you know, out all year with Tommy John, that Cleveland would be playing like they are, and I wouldn't have thought so. But they're hanging in there with Steven Vogt. They're in first place right now as a new manager. So I think those two teams have been better than I would have thought, especially, like I said, without Bieber for Cleveland.
No, I agree with you, especially Cleveland. I love to see Steven Vogt and Cleveland doing as well as they are. He is a senior MLB writer for The Athletic. He is a best-selling author whose books do include The Grandest Stage, A History of the World Series. You should get that if you have not already. Tyler Kepner, my guest. Tyler, really appreciate you. Great to have you back. Thanks so much.
All right, thanks a lot, Jim. Always happy to come on with you.
Next hour, let's go to Hartford. Mike, you made it in. Mike, what's going on?
Jim, thank you so much for the time. Hey, man, I'm up here in the Northeast. I'm witnessing these New York fans these New York Knickerbocker fans. Jim, let me ask your audience, where were they in 1973? Where in life were they? Were they even alive? That was the last title for the New York Knicks. Jim, these fans embarrassed themselves against the 76ers, took that series way deeper than it should have been, and now are about to get rolled four straight by the Pacers as the Pacers are going to win in six games. Jim, I can't stand the New York Knicks fans. They embarrass themselves year after year. Jim, I'm out.
Not really sure what that meant. Well, why are the fans to blame? The fans are not the one running that team out there on the floor. The ATX, Vince. Vince. Que pasa, Vince? What's up?
Romy, como está, Romy?
Bien.
Oh, my gosh. Are you serious, fat Mike McCarthy? We all think stupid stuff, but we don't go to the press and release it. Are you kidding me? You guys are fourth in the Dallas market next to FC Dallas. Does that mean anything to you? Next year, you'll be at the Walmart meeting shoppers if they can find a blue vest big enough for you. Jared's excuse, I swear, is because he was on the Titanic. What is your excuse, Mike McCarthy? I'm out of here. Hook 'em.
What? What, a Cowboy fan who doesn't understand that? A Cowboy fan who's embarrassed by that?
Good night now!